Hello, greetings. How are you? Welcome to Slimming World Podcast. I'm Claire, and with me is the rather delightful
Anna. Thanks, rather delightful.
You are really. Thanks. Right, should we meet some other delightful people today?
Nice. Yes. Yes, I'm very excited to meet these two.
Oh, yeah. Do you know what? It's always an honour for me and Anna to get time, like not just like 2 minutes, but like some quality time with Slimming World's title winners. Because I feel like, Anna, we are the detectives that uncover things that Slimming World magazine and the blog and all these other places don't get to reveal.
We get the deep scoop, don't we?
So we don't know what we're about to find out today, but I have a feeling that Sam and Anne, who are the two together 2025 title winners for Slimming World, are probably going to have more energy and be slightly crazier than us. Are we right?
Absolutely.
Everyone's headphones fell off because they were so loud. I mean, do you know what? It's that time of year where people need a bit of energy boost, don't they? We're on the road to Christmas. I know I'm saying that already. And sometimes it's great just to like meet people who have been in the shoes, overcome the hurdles and got through it. And my goodness, you two, you've been like batting these hurdles off. So many of them came along the way for you. And what started out when you first joined Slimming World, the scenic journey definitely appeared in front of you, didn't it? I mean, can you just maybe rewind the clock and take us back before, you know, that moment where you joined Slimming World? What was happening in both of your lives then?
Not loads, I don't think.
Well, but I think the main thing was Anne getting engaged.
Yeah, definitely.
That was the beginning of the, oh my gosh, we need to do something about this.
Oh my God, I've got to wear a white dress. Like, absolutely scared the life out of me.
And I'd never seen her wear a dress before.
No, I don't wear dresses. I'm not a girly girl. So the thought of wearing a dress, period, was like, absolutely not. And now it's got to be white. Behave.
Now, we should reveal that you are sisters and you are together, literally in person today. So, I mean, I feel like me and Anna can just sit back and like just listen.
Couldn't we? I love it.
The wedding is on the cards. The engagement is like done deal. You join someone and say, right, I got to get ready to put a white dress on. What happens?
Well, she'd also asked me to be maid of honour.
Obviously.
I mean, nobody else would fit those shoes.
Nobody.
So, yeah, we just decided that we were not going to be going to the wedding day the size that we were. I was a size 24. Anne was a size 22. We need to do something. And we're very close sisters.
Yeah.
And we were just like, we need to do it together.
Wow. And where were you at in terms of like your health wise as well? I remember reading about pre-diabetes was mentioned there.
We'd both been warned about that by our nurses like numerous times before, really. Like mobility wise, we were both pretty shocking. Like, where Sam's a primary school teacher, she was having trouble. Like, well, no, it wasn't even having trouble. She could not sit on the floor with her children, which obviously when you're teaching 6 and 7 year olds, that's the ideal place to be with them. And she just couldn't do it. I teach first aid all day, every day. And I was really struggling to get down on the floor to like demonstrate life-saving skills like CPR, because it wasn't so much the getting down there, but I couldn't get back up off the floor. Like, I had to keep putting a chair next to me so that I had something to like prop myself up on. And stairs were like a no-go for both of us.
Oh, I know. 13 steps in a house and I couldn't even make it up to my own bedroom without being out of breath.
Yeah.
2 years before I joined Slimming World, I'd had to have my gallbladder removed because my diet was so bad. My gallbladder was completely full of gallstones because of the amount of fat and calcium and stuff that had built up. So I had to have it removed. So I was extremely poorly.
And that was scary with the weight that you was at because of the anaesthetic and everything else. Yeah. You know, the warnings that came with that were really scary.
And because my surgery was an emergency, they couldn't leave it in there. That they said that normally they wouldn't have done that operation because of the size I was. So yeah, I think all of these health issues were building up, and we knew that we were going to have to get to a point that we had to do something about it. And I think
we just tried to ignore it for as long as we could, if I'm honest. Like,
oh, just, yeah, absolutely.
Just ignored it.
And then I think the wedding was the massive eye opener.
Yeah.
That, you know, we've now got a why. You know, why do we need to do this? But there were other whys along the way that we did ignore, like you say.
Yeah. It was,
like, we've got children. And they're both teenagers, and we should have been thinking, I want to live long enough to see my grandchildren, or even just our own children graduate and go to prom, yeah, and all that sort of stuff. And even them sort of things
didn't seem to spark enough in us to
no it didn't
to change to do anything.
But yeah, the prospect,
a white dress but you, a white dress, that was it.
You having to put a dress on was like, oh my gosh, no way.
But you know what, that's I mean, it's so interesting, Anna, isn't it, that sometimes something just lands at the right time for someone to find their why, like they did.
Do you know, and they say it's, if your why doesn't make you cry, it's not the right why. And it sounds like that white dress was such a pull for you both. Yeah. And it clearly was the right time in your lives, wasn't it, to go away and hit it. But unfortunately, 6 weeks into your journey, life's a real sad time.
Yeah. So yesterday was actually the 3-year anniversary of us losing our dad. So we've had a bit of a rough weekend, actually. But, you know, we didn't, although it was really sudden and like it absolutely wasn't expected at all. We literally got a phone call from her mum one morning. You've got to come to Norfolk now, like right now. And I literally just rang Sam. I was like, you've got to leave school. She was about to get on a coach to go to a school trip. And I was like, do not get on that coach. You've got to come now. And we didn't make it up there in time to see him. It was too, like, it's just too far. Like, Norfolk is just too far away to get anywhere quickly. But we, but yeah, that, unfortunately, that was that. But we didn't let it didn't shake us as obviously the whole situation did.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
As far as staying on track, we used it as a bit of a pull to keep going. It didn't deter us. We went back 3 days later to our group. We literally only went in and weighed. We didn't stay to group. I explained to Susan what was going on. But we still turned up 3 days later and jumped on those scales, and we still both saw a loss that week, and we continued to lose from there. And we thought, like, actually, if we could get through that and we could get through losing our dad, and then still manage to find it in us to keep going because our heads were 100% in the right place, then there was absolutely no stopping us.
Yeah. And I think where we've done it together, I think this is the main reason why I believe we were so successful.
Yeah. Oh,
obviously, yeah, the Slimming World plan and everything, it was completely right for us. But because we did it together and where we're so close and we basically live in each other's pockets.
Yeah, absolutely.
That, you know, going through that with our dad, because we had each other, we carried on.
That's something worth us pointing out, because I imagine there will be people listening to this who potentially are grieving and are looking at their weight loss journey thinking, I just can't do it right now. That's like a bit of a magic button that so many of us struggle to find when we get a wobble or life takes a bit of a curveball of, so what is it? How do we manage to keep going? How do we go back to basics?
I think what we have learned along the way, whether it's for each other or going to image therapy or group support, that life happens, you know.
Yeah.
And whether it's a loss in the family or
just a rough week at work.
Yeah,
like rough it could week be anything. At
work. Yeah, absolutely. Or just not feeling yourself for a couple of days. You're going to feel like that. We're all human. And it's about learning the tools through Slimming World of, you know, just get back onto plan. You know, we've got a saying in our group. I don't know if we're allowed to mention names, but Bev in our group, she introduced this saying that you shouldn't slash all your tires. So, like, if you have that one bad weekend or you go on holiday and you completely write off your, like, the plan, but it's that's one tire. you wouldn't then look at your car and go round and slash all the other three. So you, yes, that one tyre is slashed, but
fix it and move on.
Fix it and move on. You know, get back onto plan. You know, find your wire, or you know, just find just that little bit of determination to do the next step. And I'm a firm believer in not always looking at the end goal. Because for us, when we started 3 years ago, we knew that we had a lot of weight that we needed to lose to be able to be healthy again.
Well, we didn't know quite how much, though, because we didn't know. We never had an end goal.
But we knew that it would be a lot of weight. We knew it would
be a lot, yeah.
But we just decided that we would take it a certificate at a time. So half a stone at a time, and just those little mini goals the whole way along, and then you gradually end up at your end target. But if I was to sit there 3 years and go and be, I need to lose 11 stone, I don't think I would have done it, because it would have been too overwhelming.
Especially with life getting in the way, like with dad, or the terrible weeks that we have at work, or, you know, that sort of thing. You know, you never would have made it if you had that big old goal.
I guess your end goal was that white dress that you wanted to get into desperately.
Well, we made a mini goal for that one. We had a mini goal of 6 stone.
That was kind of our halfway mark. The wedding was halfway. So we joined 14 months before the wedding. And our original goal to get to the wedding was we would both like to have lost 6 stone. By the time we got to the wedding, we'd both lost 8 stone each. And then once the wedding was there, we then needed to find our new wire.
Oh, and we found a new wire very quickly, thanks to Sam.
And then Sam's like, have you ever seen these certificates? I found a new certificate, and I knew that it was something that we could both achieve. And I got so excited. I mean, as a fully grown adult, I can't believe how excited I get over a sticker, a shiny sticker, and a certificate every half a stone. And it makes me so happy. And I was like, we need to get as many certificates as we can. And obviously, we've both lost 11 stones. So we've got 22 certificates each.
And some.
And then a few extras. We have got a few extras along the way. Biggest Loser. I got Woman of the Year twice. Yeah. It was probably a week or two after the wedding. It was that quick, wasn't it? I was reading one of the success stories on the app, because I love reading those. And there was a gentleman stood there holding a certificate I'd never seen before, and it said the 50% Club. So after the wedding, I was like, we can both achieve this. So we found that, well, I made both of our new wires, and we've both got that.
We've got there. It took a time, but we got there.
Yeah, we are both in the exclusive club of the 50%.
Oh, so. I mean, Anna, tell us what this is.
Can I just tell you, this is really quite new, so much so I've never seen one. No.
Apparently it came in during COVID.
Yeah.
It's quite a rare one, because not everybody starts with the starting weight of being able to physically lose 50%. Obviously, nearly every member manages to get their 10%. You know, that one's almost a given. But obviously, 50% of your body weight gone is just,
it's a lot of weight.
It's a lot of weight. It's incredible. And I know it's a little bit of an exclusive club, you know.
That's a shiny sticker you're not going to find on everyone's book.
You don't get a sticker for it.
I haven't seen it. I didn't even know you didn't get a sticker.
You get a certificate, but you don't get a sticker.
No shiny sticker.
Right, I'm going to make you a sticker. I'm going to get the print stick out, the laminator. I'm sending you something in the
sticker. That's what we need.
Have you not made a makeshift one with the photocopier and the laminator and the guillotine in one?
I mean, she's a primary school teacher. You thought that this would have happened for me by now, but it hasn't.
Wait a sec. My phone's ringing. It's the Slimmable trademark lawyer. It's John. Sorry, John.
We'll use the old logo. It's all right.
Right. Okay.
That's incredible.
That aside, I mean, it's, you know, it just shows that 22 stone between you, both losing, you know, more than 50% of your body weight from when you started. I'm really intrigued about, how does it feel to know that despite one of the most difficult emotional things that you went through with your family, that you were still able to kind of keep going and achieve this. What did that feel like? Because we can hear the numbers there, and it's about the numbers on the scale, but we're also intrigued about, away from the numbers, the things that maybe you don't get certificates for, those feelings that you can.
Off-scale wins. victories,
honestly, they're the best. Like, we every Saturday morning after we get on the scales, we sit there and we text our mum. That's the first thing we do. Like, we've got a little group chat, obviously. We put in there straight whether it's a gain, a maintain, a loss, whatever it is, or like now, it's like, yeah, still both in target, great week, carry on as usual. But whatever it is, our mum has known every single week. Like, she has literally been our biggest cheerleader. And even with like the little off-scale victories with the smaller size in jeans, or oh, mum, I bought a jumper today. Like, I remember buying a jumper when I hit like a size 14, and I was like, mum, it's a size 14. I don't think I've bought this size since I was 14, and it was just all those little things, and she would be right in there straight away, no hesitation, with the, I'm so proud of you, like, you girls are amazing, like everything that mum says to us, I think it's been incredible. I
Yeah,
mean,
she's definitely
obviously,
our biggest cheerleader.
absolutely, we're always there for each other, but our mum definitely has proper just cheered us on. And if we've had a bad week, and we've had a gain or whatever, she's been like, don't worry about it, draw a line, start again, keep going, you've got this for next week, it's all right. So it's never been like, she's never been like, oh, come on, you can do it, like, you can do better, never anything like that,
And there's been a couple of other things along the way. So in the half terms, we look after disabled children, and we take them on days out and things like that. And last year we took them to like an outdoors activity
Oh my God,
centre,
yeah.
and both of us stood there with the children. Now, usually, I mean, the first thing that came out of my mouth was, what is the weight limit? Because it was some high ropes. And the gentleman looked at me and was like, why are you worried about a weight limit? I was like, oh yeah, I've lost all the
Yeah,
weight. Like,
we didn't
I could.
have to worry.
We both stood there. I was like, give me a harness. I'm going up.
That's
And
it.
I went and I joined in with the children. I'm all used to always be the one sat on the side and be like, oh yeah, no, you look, I'll take the pictures, but this time I was like,
Actually putting that
I can
harness on
fit
and
in the
going up there. I
harness.
remember like shouting over, or somebody shouting over to me, your sister's up there. And I was like, no way has she actually gone up. Not because of putting the harness on or anything, but like, just no way has she actually gone up there. Like, for me, it's a bit of a given. I like a bit more adventurous stuff, don't I? So I was going up regardless. But honestly, just to see her up there, like, it's pretty amazing, really,
Just things that I would never have done. I mean, even when we
Going down slides with the kids. They're not even children anymore, they're teenagers, but literally going down slides in like a zoo. And we're like, our favorite thing at the moment is as well, is like, I can fit into that.
I can fit into that.
Like what are the
Challenge.
car things called?
Oh, a little Tykes
Little
car.
Tykes
I got
car.
into a little Tykes car.
She looked at
The
it.
yellow roof and the red car.
That's it. She literally looked at it. We was at a farm or something. We was at a camel riding. We went to
Oh
ride a camel.
yeah, we went camel riding. We got off the camel and I see this little Tykes car and I was like, I can fit in that. I think there's photographic evidence that
Honestly,
I'm
so
in this little
funny.
Tykes
I gotta say, I think I'm having a flashback from the early days of our podcast. Didn't we get like on a Thomas the Tank Engine in a shopping center or something?
Oh, we did. Do you
Oh,
remember?
your
Yeah,
face.
God, we have
Oh,
to
it's
find
all coming back.
the
You know, the dread. There's going to be a photo she's got on Earth in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
You're
Sam and Ann,
right. These
we
are the
obviously
things
we
you
never met
do.
before you met. Well, you lost weight, Sam and Ann, but you are so full of life and so exuberant, so excited. You're a joy to listen to and a joy to watch. Do you feel like your zest for life has got even bigger? Because I can imagine you had these personalities before, but do you
No,
feel like
no. I've always had a personality like this. I've always been the outgoing, confident. Put me in a room, I'm okay. I'll talk the. I can sell ice to an Eskimo. That is me. Sam has always been a little bit more reserved, but even you probably even would have noticed, even from like on our awards, like the semi-final thing that we went to, Sam did most of the talking. Like, her confidence has shot through the roof.
Yeah,
It really
if
has.
we ever went
Mine's
out,
just.
I'd be the one sat in the corner at the back of the
Yeah.
room, like, don't talk to me. Like, I'm out of the house, but I will be leaving in an hour's time. Like, I was not social.
Send me back to my sippers.
Not confident. I mean, as a teacher, I'm confident. Put me in a room full of children and I'll behave like a child. But around adults and things like that, it used to give me heart palpitations. Like, I couldn't do it because my confidence level was just so low. But now, I'm your level.
Absolutely. It's quite nice to have her up here with me now. It's really nice.
Yeah.
My poor husband. Like, honestly.
He has to put up with a pair of us.
He knew.
Why won't you get one free now?
Marriage, that he had to marry not just me, but he had to take on her too. So,
yeah.
The poor man.
Do you know what, though, ladies? Like, seeing your excitement and your love and how, you know, brilliant life feels for you now, there will be people listening who aren't in the happy place that you are and been in the place that probably you were. What would you say is like the best piece of advice you could give them for someone who sat there thinking, I want to do this, I just am scared? What would you say?
It gets better, honestly.
And easier.
I was like, I mean, I know I joke about it now, but people used to call me a hermit because I was. I'm a single parent. I've been a single parent for a very long time, you know, so I've always been on my own. But at the bigger size, my self-confidence was so low.
You literally would only come to, like, my house.
Yeah. I wouldn't
there wasn't
out.
No socialising. Like, even, she would come to me for like, days or whatever.
Even to the point that I used to get my food shopping delivered so that I didn't have to go out to the supermarket. But what I would say to people is it gets better. And even silly things like going to group and meeting new people that all are like-minded, that you can have that common denominator and have that conversation with other people where you feel more comfortable. And then obviously the weight loss follows as well, you know, so long as you're sticking to plan and you're slowly losing the weight, then your confidence slowly builds up. And then because I'd found my confidence in group, I'd won Woman of the Year, you know, that boosted my confidence then. And then as I was losing the weight, I feel like I was more open with people, especially at work. So then I was then getting invited to go out with people at work. And then I felt more confident to do that. So it was like a massive snowball effect. And I think you just have to have that confidence to walk through group first to start that stepping stone of building your confidence. And then it will slowly but gradually. And one thing I will say is it does not happen overnight.
No.
So please persist with it. You know, it might seem really, really hard now, but give it 2 months, 6 months, a year, your life will dramatically change. It doesn't happen overnight, but my gosh, the outcome is incredible.
And that's even from like smaller losses than ours, I would say, because there are people in our group that are at Target that haven't obviously lost 11 stone to get to Target.
No.
But they still feel and look incredible, and their confidence has changed.
Any loss is incredible.
We're celebrating all of it.
Absolutely.
It's never just half a pound.
No, never just. Not. And like, we've had someone in our group that come in and was needed to lose a stone and a half to get to Target. But that stone and a half was a big goal for them.
Meant a lot to them.
And, you know, as soon as they reached Target, we all celebrated it because it's an amazing thing. Yes, I know we've lost a lot of weight, but not everybody was in our position to begin with.
No. Everybody jumps on the scales at topping nearly 22 and a half stone like I did.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, so we like to think that we support everybody, even with that half a pound that week or that 5 pound they've lost that week.
If it boosts their confidence a little bit, I'm all there for it.
Absolutely. You know, and like I just said, it doesn't happen overnight.
Nah.
You know, you do have to persist with it. There is willpower and determination that needs to go alongside it, but everybody is there to support
it. I think
it
makes it a little bit easier when you start losing the weight as well, and then when it becomes noticeable that you've lost a little bit of weight, because especially in a workplace setting, like, I'm a bit different. I don't have a regular workplace. I'm here, there and everywhere. So nobody ever knows me when I go anywhere. But obviously for Sam, even sitting in the staff room, for example, when it started to show that she'd lost weight, different people were talking to her and saying to her, oh, you look really good, or oh, like, you've lost weight, like, how are you doing it, that sort of thing.
And three people have now joined Slimming World in my workplace.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, but I think when that starts happening as well, that can give you a boost, and you feel good because somebody has noticed, and obviously that pumps you up a little bit more. But again, it takes the time to get to. I'd lost nearly 4 stone before I even see a difference.
Yeah,
I couldn't see a single, but then obviously I had so much to lose in the first place. So it wasn't until I'd lost that I actually looked in the mirror one day and went, oh, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
I do look different now. And it took that long for me to notice. And that was, I say, about 4 months, 5 months.
Yeah.
We lost that first little bit very quickly. But then, of course, again, we had it to lose it. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it does. It takes a bit of time, but it's worth it. When you see her go from hermit to what she is now, you know, it's definitely worth it.
Yeah. Hilarious.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it is so good. And, you know, it's really great to hear from people who are just a few steps ahead, who have managed to find a way through. We love, that's what this podcast is about.
Yeah.
It's just having those moments if people are listening and they're feeling a little bit, I don't know, gloomy, you know, when it feels a bit grey and you're like, ooh, not quite sure which way to go. And you haven't got that sparkle that you kind of need when you've got this goal and you've got this why, and then it gets a bit in a quagmire, then these podcasts are exactly what we hope to kind of fire.
I mean, we were really lucky because we had each other, but, and I know not everybody does this with a friend or their sister or whoever it may be. But obviously, if I had have done this on my own, I could have just texted Susan at any point. And I know that she's been a great support. She really has.
Yeah, obviously. Our consultant's been amazing.
But I could have just texted her at any point. And I think that's important to remember as well. Like, even if you are on this journey, like, on your own, you're never really on your own. You do have your consultant. Like, and say, and they're all generally really nice. We've met quite a few now, and they're really lovely.
Make, like, lifetime friends as well.
Oh,
from
100%.
People, from group.
You two need a talk show. You're like a confessor. You have made me look quiet. And we all know, listen to this podcast, that is the hardest thing possibly to ever do. Go, oh, you're such a...
We should have warned you this in the email, sorry.
No. Do you know what? I'd had a really rubbish day. I was feeling a bit glum when I came on. And I have to say, I feel like I could go and do a run or something now.
Oh, good.
So to anybody that's listening, I hope you weren't having a bad day, but if you were, these two ladies, I feel like...
Keep the energy high. Ooh, you know, it's great that you have this energy, and hopefully, you know, to people who are listening, hopefully you're feeling that energy too, because that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about taking those steps and doing something different to get to somewhere different instead of staying in the same place, feeling the same. So
that's it. I'm saying, like we said at the beginning, we've just had a really rubbish weekend, respectfully. We really have.
Yeah, it was our anniversary.
Yeah, so, you know, like, not rubbish as in food rubbish necessarily, but like rubbish as in feelings-wise.
Yeah, mentally. Like,
it's not going to deter us. We just kind of crack back on with it this week. We'll jump back on the scales on Saturday, see what they say, and...
Yeah.
Just carry on from there. You know, it's just keeping your mindset in the right place and knowing that obviously if you have a bit of a rough day for whatever reason, you know, chocolate isn't going to get you through that. It's not going to make you feel any better necessarily, but keeping your mind in the right place can.
Nice. Well, let's round it up there. I think there's plenty of takeaways there, isn't there? Quote.
Feeling some lines for group. If you hear them in group this week, you'll know where they come from.
Yes, there we go. Thank you so much, Sam and Anne. Really appreciate it.
It's been a pleasure.
No worries. Thanks for having us.
Coming up next week, we're doing a members Brucey bonus episode. It's titled "What's the Tea?" Can you guess what that's about?
No idea.
Yes. And then also in a couple of weeks, we are marking World Diabetes Day as well. So we're meeting an incredible chap called Mark, who's going to tell us his story too. So we're going to keep this inspiration, motivation going as far as we can to round off the year. In the meantime, have a great week. Ukuleles are rolling. Anna, any wise words that you're going to finish this episode with?
Just be more Sam and Anne. That's I'm just going to leave that out there. Sam and Anne.
And all the positive vibes.
There we go. Have a great week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.